Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
They thought they'd get away with it until now. This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
2024 was another year that we saw the case of Brian Koberger continue to evolve. Still not at trial yet. The date is set for August of 25. Still a lot of time to get there. Joining me to discuss, Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI Special Agent. So, 24, lots of motions. The trial moved. What's your overall thoughts on the progress that was made and any developments that could sway either way in this case?
Well, I'm just thrilled with this new judge, first of all. He makes his decisions. He puts the defense on a time clock so they can't just talk for days and forever on these different motions. Mm-hmm. He makes quick decisions. His decisions are valid and backed by law that he shows. I'm just so impressed with him. And I think that's going to help move things along. I still think it'll be a minor miracle if it keeps with the date we currently have. Certainly the defense is going to push the, you know, if the defense could have their way, we wouldn't have a trial for 10 years. Mm-hmm. But this judge is not going to let that happen.
No, it seems like things are moving along here a little bit better than they had been when they were in Moscow. One of the big things, the defense basically playing the card of what was possibly done wrong here. What sort of technicality can we bring up in court and try and get dismissed? Which I get, that's your job. That's what you're going to try and do. So they were even asking to have a Franks hearing, which I was kind of surprised by, because that's usually if there's some sort of officer misconduct or something of that nature, but they couldn't really name any specific incidences there. Is this still a game of throw everything at the wall and see what sticks for the defense?
100%. And this has been since day one, definitely the mantra of this defense team. And I'm not going to say they're not good. I mean, there's four of them. I'm actually doing a workup of the amount of money that has been spent on these defense attorneys, what they're making, these huge raises they received, and then also the expert witness that have been used so far. I believe there's seven. And the price tag for really delay after delay. And now we're revisiting all these same questions again, by the way. Mm-hmm. I don't know if people really know that, but the same things are being thrown out. I don't think there's going to be a Franks hearing. When you have a Franks hearing, that's where you're basically saying that somebody's lied, somebody's stolen, somebody has misrepresented the truth by omission. You know, Frank's hearing is held for very serious violations, and you have to have some proof of that. And I haven't seen any proof of that.
Do you have any concern? I mean, we are talking about a smaller police force here, one that does not have a lot of experience. Many of those officers never had any experience in a scene like this. They don't have murders like that there. I mean, if you do, it's rare. So not a lot of reps in it. And when we are talking about technicalities here, we do see those things thrown out quite often if just one little thing is wrong. But if it connects to a very serious part of the case, like a knife sheath with blood or DNA on it, that's something you want to make sure that everybody crossed their T's and dotted their I's on to make sure something like that doesn't have any issues with it. Is there anything, any concern that you have whatsoever about the way that evidence was handled in this or the conduct of the officers during the investigation?
No, police chief Fry was very smart. He got the state police involved. They right away, they handled that whole crime scene. 60 FBI agents, I think 62 at one point, were involved in this case. Really, I said it back then and everybody jumped down my throat. Well, not everybody, but Chief Fry wasn't happy I said it. 62, the FBI was in a sense running this. Yes, did he have final say? Was he giving direction? Was it his venue? 100%. But the moves that were being made, FBI is accountable to the FBI. Mm-hmm. They don't call back to a police chief. They're right. Running down the road with this case. And so I have every confidence that things were done correctly. Also, no information that there were issues with his department other than, there was that information. I think it was a report that was done on some digital forensic analysis that was kept in a drawer that the local officer, forgot about it or didn't, assimilate it into or collate it into the overall information about the digital analysis. I don't even think it was about anything relevant, but you have to have everything in there. That is a mistake, but do I think he did that on purpose? No. I mean, he had to get up on the stand and look like an idiot, showing some incompetence there, right? So again, incompetence it has nothing to do with something illegal.
No, not. It's going to be interesting. I think we ended last year's last talk on this in the same way. And you were saying, I think 25 still last year. You have the opportunity now to change your bed here, a bet on the Price is Right. What do you think it's going to be? What year for Koberger? Are we still sticking with 25?
I think it'll be a miracle if it's 25. I'm going to have to go for more like 26, 27.
You got to pick one year. You can't do two. It's one in this.
Okay, you ready?
Yep.
No later than 27, no earlier than 26.
That's still picking two numbers, Jennifer.
Keep doing the over-under here. It's just there's going to be, we haven't even had suppression hearings yet. Yeah. I mean, we are so far out. Let me just say this. No way 25.
Okay. No way 25. That's what we got, John. And we'll see.
You got me on no way 25.
No way 25. All right. All bets are in. Let's spin the wheel. all right. Jennifer Coffendoffer, retired FBI special agent. As always, thank you for a great year on the program. And we will have a very interesting 25.
Thank you so much, Tony, always for having me. So appreciate this show.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
All right, true crime addicts, let's cut the crap. You're knee-deep in the gory details of your favorite podcast when suddenly a commercial hits like a bad meal. Seriously? You deserve better. Upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, where you can binge without those annoying ads. Plus, get extended interviews that go deeper into the darkness and early access to episodes so you can be the first to know. It's like trading up from fast food to fine dining, but with more blood. So, go ahead. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and feast on the good stuff.